This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. New abortion figures released for Texas support the contention that defunding Planned Parenthood reduces the number of abortions. Texas stopped paying for abortions in 2011 and shows a 7% decline over two subsequent years. However, measuring from 2008 to the most recent year recorded, there is an even greater decline in Texas abortion of 22%. Governor Scott Walker is supporting legislation to have Wisconsin's Department of Health Services assume control of federal Title X funding worth about $3.5 million each year. Abortion advocates promise a fight over making abortion an integral part of health care for women. Walker says the federal government is required to give Title X funds to clinics with no regard to whether they provide abortions. In light of recent investigative videos showing practices at Planned Parenthood that could easily be described as ghoulish, Planned Parenthood is blaming pro-life advocates for labeling them with that word. One internet tweet responds simply that the shoe fits too well. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. While major media will not pay attention to the sale of abortion specimens, they are fawning all over a movie that romanticizes a grandma helping her granddaughter get an abortion. The movie is supposed to be a comedy. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.